Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 8:31. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Monday, August 10th. The Secretary of the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, Dr. Lee Norman, says there's no way to know for sure at this point. He's not very optimistic about high school sports completing their seasons this autumn.
I think it's very unlikely to be successful. When you think about multi-million dollar athletes in the professional ranks that are not thriving, you know, you've had it across almost every professional team and every kind of and every kind of sports, and those people are being handled with kid gloves. Everybody around them is being tested. They're being treated like the fanciest of racehorses, and they're getting it. I'm really concerned that it will be highly likely that it will there'll be COVID-19, and that sports will have fits and starts in terms of turning it on, turning it off. I don't have a crystal ball, but I think it's going to be a problem.
Vice President Pence hits the road this week. He's trying to shore up support in the Midwest.
Vice President Mike Pence travels to Des Moines, Iowa on Thursday to launch what the Trump campaign is calling the Farmers and Ranchers for Trump Coalition. Pence will likely tout the USMCA trade deal and the Phase 1 deal with China, both of which are aimed at benefiting America's farmers. Iowa is shaping up to be a battleground state in November. President Trump won Iowa and at 6 electoral votes in 2016, beating Hillary Clinton 51-42%. Clinton's performance in Iowa was the worst performance for a Democrat since 1980. In Washington, John Decker, Fox News.
The rise in online shopping, coupled with the recent coronavirus pandemic, has local shopping centers looking like ghost towns. But there is one e-commerce giant ready to gobble them up.
Amazon might be buying up empty malls across the country to use as fulfillment centers. According to a report from the Wall Street Journal, the biggest mall owner in the U.S., Simon Property Group, has been in talks with the e-commerce company to turn some of its empty stores into distribution centers. Such a deal would provide Amazon with centers perfect for same-day delivery and might further reduce the need to shop at a mall altogether. Mary Corsetti, Fox News.
Democrats pinning their hopes for winning a Senate seat in Kansas on a retired doctor. She's a former lifelong moderate Republican who has vexed conservatives during a decade in the legislature.
State Senator Barbara Boyer represents a Kansas City area legislative district along the Missouri state line, having grown up in the same cozy suburbs. She's pitching herself as a voice of reason who works with state lawmakers from both parties. Before switching to the Democratic Party late in 2018, Boyer bucked GOP leaders on health care, tax cuts, and education funding. She entered the fall campaign against Republican Western Kansas Representative Roger Marshall with $4.5 million in cash. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County has its mobile COVID-19 testing team out this week. Walk-up testing is being offered free without an appointment from 8:30 this morning, so they just opened up, to 11:30 this morning. Today's location is the Valley Center Community Center, 300 block of East Clay Street in Valley Center. That's your free COVID-19 testing today from the Sedgwick County Mobile COVID-19 Testing Team, Valley Center, this morning. Let's take a look at the weather forecast heading into this weekend with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Some scattered thunderstorms were gradually weakening across south central Kansas this morning, and we will likely see more redevelopment later on this afternoon. It'll be breezy, hot, and humid with a high 98. Areas of thunderstorms into the evening as well, some strong to severe with a low near 70, then morning storms on Tuesday. By afternoon, sunny and 92. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the northwest. It is mostly cloudy. The temperature, 77. On our way to a high today of 98. It is time to blur that fine line between news and entertainment. That's why it's called The Blur. And here is your host, Jad Chambers.
Moviegoers, prepare for some changes at your local theater. Obviously, here's Fox's Ann Carrick with more.
Fox on film.
Many movie fans anxiously await a return to theaters. Like everything else, the experience will be different in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic. AMC is suggesting both ticket and concession prices may increase to accommodate the added cost of special and repeated cleaning. Whether less daily showtimes or higher prices, moviegoers will have to adjust their plans as policies evolve. There's a reason you haven't seen Kristen Wiig as her cheetah character in the upcoming Wonder Woman 1984, the second in the DC Extended Universe franchise. Wiig's cheetah transformation is the subject of much speculation and under tight security. In fact, no photos were allowed. Those involved didn't want to risk photos showing up online. Keeping with secrecy, Robert Pattinson now revealing he lied to Tenet director Christopher Nolan about auditioning for Batman. Casting is a huge component of any superhero movie, and Pattinson's casting reveal was a big moment for Warner Brothers and DC. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
Ben Affleck heading up a film about the making of a Hollywood classic. Here's Fox's Michelle Polino.
The making of Chinatown is getting the Hollywood treatment with Ben Affleck and Paramount behind it. Affleck will pen the script and is set to direct The Big Goodbye, Chinatown and the Last Years of Hollywood by Sam Wasson.
Hold it there, kitty cat.
You're a very nosy fellow, kitty cat, huh? You know what happens to nosy fellows?
Lorne Michaels is also on board to produce the film, which chronicles the making of what is considered by many critics one of the greatest American films of all time. Chinatown was directed by Roman Polanski and starred Jack Nicholson and Faye Dunaway. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
I'll say I agree. I love Chinatown. It's a great movie. But I don't know if I want to see a movie about the making of Chinatown. I think I'd rather go watch Chinatown. How about you?
Steve McIntosh loves that movie.
One of
his
favorites.
It might be his number one of all time.
I think so, actually. A wildly popular European competition is setting sail for America. Here's Fox's Kirsten Goodwin.
Shark Week returns to Discovery, kicking it off at 8 with Air Jaws Ultimate Breach Off. The popular week will conclude August 16th with Naked and Afraid of Sharks 2. Throughout the week, you'll get dramatic great white shows, celebrity-driven shows like Shaq Attack and Will Smith and Adam Devine-led episodes, and you'll get science-driven action fare like Extinct or Alive, Land of the Lost Shark.
Zombie Shark Chambers.
Are they kind of hovering in there?
Led by wildlife biologist Forrest Galante, who explains this is science in action.
It's important to find these lost species, scientifically speaking, because it promotes conservation.
Check out discovery.com for more details. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
That was about the beginning of Shark Week, and it...
Shark Week!
Yeah, I kind of stole my thunder there because I was getting ready to say it's, of course, that time of year again. Shark Week actually began on Sunday, back on Sundays when that all started up, and this is Shark Week, and as part of the celebration, last night, Discovery aired, and I'm not kidding at all, Tyson versus Jaws, Rumble on the Reef.
Yeah.
Just as advertised, it's Mike Tyson in a chainmail anti-shark suit and diving gear attempting to subdue a shark.
Get me a shark.
I would never have guessed any such thing would ever happen.
But there it is.
But yeah.
You got to find ways to make Shark Week relevant every
and,
year.
And they're going to start it off with a big one there, Tyson versus Jaws. And I've got a little audio. At one point, Iron Mike got a little nervous before getting into the water.
You all right, mate? It's definitely not encouraging to see a first-time shark diver
in chainmail, about to get in with sharks, throwing his guts up. He throws up inside his full face mask. He's not experienced enough to know what to do, and he could panic, he could drown in his own vomit. That would be a terrible way to go. You ready for the big one? This is going to be the main event for the day. You're going to put a shark into tonic immobility. Now, so few people in the world can even do that. So if you can pull this off, you are a shark champion, my friend. You ready for it?
You kind of help me. After, what do you think I'm doing here?
There it is. Tyson versus shark. By the way, I hate to spoil it, just in case you're going to go back and watch it. So cover your ears for about 5 seconds. Ready? Okay, here it is. Tyson won. And there we go. That was the spoiler of Tyson versus Jaws Rumble on the Reef, well, the opening day of Shark Week out there.
They apparently had to get the beep button going.
Yeah.
Mike's.
They imagine.
Well, and it's saying things you can't say.
It's going to continue because we continue the theme of celebrities versus sharks tonight. Tonight is Shaq Attack. Shaquille O'Neal tries to overcome his shark fears by diving into a tank with a shark.
Well, he won't cuss as much as Mike Tyson.
Probably not as much as Tyson, but still. And I don't know. Discovery Channel, Shark Week. I guess that's just that's what's going on this week. Shark Week on Discovery. On this day in television history...
When it's least expected, you're elected, you're the star today. Smile, you're on Candid Camera.
That's right. It was on this day in 1948, Candid Camera debuted on ABC television. Of course, it actually extended from a radio show called The Candid Microphone.
Yeah.
But that had only started the year before. It very quickly made that switch to television. From the Candid Microphone to Candid Camera on this day on ABC TV in 1948. Now, it was all over the dial. It was moved from ABC to NBC in 1949. Then it went to CBS in 1959 from 1957. And it's had several revivals throughout the years on various different television entities out there. So,
yeah, but that was the original.
Yes.
That was the actual original show. Showing people doing weird things or having a camera on someone. Yeah.
Candid Camera debuted on this day in 1948. We've got some birthdays out there today.
Yes.
Yeah. Ian Anderson turns 73 years old today. Ted, Ian Anderson is?
Ian Anderson. Who is that?
He's a flautist. Well, he's actually many things. He's a singer and all sorts of multi-instruments, but... Place flute for Jethro Tull.
Okay.
That's right. Ian Anderson, singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist, most notably the flute, known for fronting the rock band Jethro Tull, 73 years old today.
Rock flute.
Yes, the rock flautist, Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull. 73 years old today. We've also got another musical birthday out there. Singer Ronnie Spector, 77.
Ronnie Spector.
Years old today. In 2007, Spector was introduced into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of the Ronettes. So Ronnie Spector is 77 years old today. And this morning we've got, actress Angie Harmon turning 48, known for 88 Abby Carmichael in Law & Order and Law & Order SVU. She was also Detective Jane Rizzoli on the series Rizzoli and Isles. That's right. So happy birthday to actress Angie Harmon out there. And finally, Ted, some film history today.
Yes.
Often mentioned about the movies Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom and the movie Gremlins. The fact that complaints from parents about both of those movies receiving a family-friendly PG rating led to the creation of the PG-13 rating. And it was on this day in movie history the release of the very first movie to get that brand new rating. Any idea, Ted?
I have no idea.
1984's Red Dawn.
Really?
Yes. Of course, the film that depicted the United States invaded by the Soviet Union and its Cuban and Nicaraguan allies. The story follows a group of American high school students who resist the occupation with guerrilla warfare, calling themselves the Wolverines, which was their high school mascot. Starred Patrick Swayze, Charlie Sheen, C. Thomas Howell, Leah Thompson, many, many more, actually. But, yeah, the very first PG-13 movie, Red Dawn.
There's your little piece of trivia for the day.
On this day in 1984. That's all we have today for The Blur. But, of course, The Blur every weekday is brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Yep, we love them. They do a great job. They repair and service appliances. So if you need an appointment for your appliance to get it fixed, call Terry. They'll get you fixed up. 409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair. Hey, if you were expecting a college football season this fall, I got some bad news for you. This is KNSS breaking news. The Big Ten Conference reportedly voting 12-2 to not play college football this season because of the pandemic. Nebraska and Iowa voted to play. The rest of the conference said no. Big Ten may be the next to pull the plug on this. That's your KNSS breaking news. KNSS News Time, 8:46.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!